Disney. Pixar Animation Studios. Letters on pavement form a title, Lou. In a playground, a boy kicks a football and it gets stuck in a tree. Young kids run into their school. A wide view shows the empty playground. Outside the schoolyard fence, the football gets yanked down from the tree. A lunchbox and a handheld game device also get snatched. The quick-moving figure changes a game of tic-tac-toe so that three X's align. The figure scurries up a rain gutter and snags a flying disc. It leaps into a box of items labeled Lost and Found. The letters L, O, and U are missing. The figure carefully arranges the toys. The preschoolers emerge. The figure presses the game device. Children rush over and grab missing items from the box. In the box, a baseball with a button peers out like an eyeball. A smaller ball moves next to the larger one, revealing them to be the eyes of the figure. His name is Lou. Lou happily watches the kids. Two boys toss the football. A shaggy-haired boy takes it. Woo! He points for the two boys to go long, and they both run into trash cans. The bully stuffs the football in his backpack, and Lou is shocked. The bully takes the gaming device from a brown-haired boy, then quickly spins the boy on the merry-go-round. Lou is not happy. The bully motions for a girl to make her stuffed pig dance. She does, and the bully kicks it up into the basketball hoop. Lou shakes with anger. He spots the stolen items in the bully's backpack, then scurries from the box. The bully acts like a robot and blocks the girl from her pig. She gives up and runs to the school. The bully turns and his backpack is gone. He looks around the empty playground. He spots his backpack moving through bushes. The bully yanks his bag, spilling all the lost and found items. The bully falls onto his back. His eyes widen as the objects begin to magically move. The lost items collect into a pile that pulls itself together, forming Lou. Lou's baseball eyes appear. The creature stares down at the bully. Lou reaches out a baseball glove attached to a toy spring toward the bully and grabs the backpack instead. The bully frowns as Lou pulls the backpack toward him. Lou holds the bag up, then scurries away. The bully chases him. Hey! Lou rolls, then runs on his sleeves like legs. He hits a tether ball, scattering his body of lost items. The bully grabs the bag. Lou reassembles himself and snatches the bag. Lou swings on monkey bars, then shoots down a pink slide. The bully dives in after him. He runs past what looks like a human reading a book, then looks back to see that it's Lou in disguise. Lou scurries away and the bully grabs the bag. The creature barfs out marbles, making the bully slip. Lou runs up a seesaw and catches the bag. The bully jumps on the other end. Lou shoots into the air and lands on the bully. He wraps the bully inside the red sweatshirt. Trying to hit Lou with a racket, the bully hits himself. Lou grabs the bag, collects his various items, and rolls away. He leaps through a climbing net, but the bully grabs the bag. Using long items, Lou grabs hold of the school. The bag handles snap, and Lou snags the bag with his foot. Lou discovers the letters JJ on the bully's underwear, then glances at the lost and found box. Lou lets go of the bag. Lou collapses inside the box. The bully sees Lou holding a dog stuffed animal. The letters JJ are written on its tag. In a flashback, an older boy steals young JJ's dog. The boy taunts JJ and leaves. Back to the present, JJ approaches Lou, who pulls the dog away from him. JJ offers his backpack, but Lou shakes his head. JJ is confused. Kids run onto the playground. Reluctantly, JJ gives the football back to the two boys, then returns the gaming device. He goes to the box. Lou stuffs more items in JJ's bag, then points at the kids. JJ shoves glasses on a boy reading an upside-down book, then gives the girl her piggy. She hugs him, and JJ freezes in shock. The girl runs off. Confused, JJ looks to Lou, who grins. JJ shrugs and smiles a little. Lou puts more toys into his bag. JJ shyly gives a girl a toy spring. A boy with crutches shakes his head at JJ, who shoves a skateboard into his arms. JJ gives Lou the thumbs up, and Lou nervously responds with the same. JJ returns more items, and Lou refills his bag. Smiling, Lou watches JJ hand out items as the sun lowers in the sky. JJ eagerly returns to find the box empty. He looks around the playground, spotting the baseballs. Two kids play catch with them. A girl happily puts on her red hoodie. JJ sadly turns to the box. He peers further inside, finding his stuffed dog. With a grin, JJ scoops his lost toy into his arms. JJ gazes at it fondly and hugs it close. A football hits him in the back. One of the boys motions for him to throw it back. JJ grins, tosses the football, and runs off. We move closer to the empty lost and found box. As everything else fades, the three missing letters linger, spelling out Lou. Written and directed by Dave Mullins. Produced by Dana Murray. Executive producers Pete Docter, John Lasseter. Editor Anthony J. Greenberg. Supervising technical director Gary Bruins. Production manager Max Achar. Production designer Albert Lozano. Camera director of photography Adam Habib. Supervising animator Evan Bonifacio. Simulation supervisor Henry Dean Garcia. Lighting director of photography Brian Boyd. Compositing supervisor Estras Faragnolo. Copyright 2016 Disney Enterprises Inc. Pixar. On a playground, chalk on pavement reads, "For Dad." Fade to black.